In part one, I explored how hibernating over the Christmas and New Year period may have been a really helpful thing for many of us to have done to help Britain heal itself after the last few years of, well, after the last few years. In this second part, I'd like to look at the how. And I mean, how do we hibernate? If we look at animals, squirrels or hedgehogs or whatever, and they are able to slow down their whole metabolism. They just shut themselves off from any new experience, from any doing. And in doing so, they survive the cold, dark winter months. Now, obviously, we humans can survive the cold and the dark, but do we have to see winter as another time where we're doing things 24/7, 365? Well, no. And I personally really like the idea of taking the opportunity of the cold, dark winter months to be indoor more, to get more rest and relaxation and spend time reflecting, contemplating, being mindful, just doing far more, concentrating less. So for me, that's been a big issue because I also suffer from bad eyes. I really needed a rest from staring at screens, from concentrating on work, or concentrating on anything. So my holiday has been really good in that I have been able to spend a lot of time with my eyes closed, which has not only rested my eyes, it's given my brain a rest from all this flood of information, which can be so overwhelming. So hibernating these last few weeks has been about having a lying, waking up when my body is ready to wake up, not being in a hurry to get up. And if after lunch, if I feel tired, to go back to bed and have a siesta. And if it's only 10 o'clock at night and I'm feeling tired, to go to bed. We need to remind ourselves that deep, meaningful rest is actually vital to our physical and emotional, mental and spiritual well-being. So, I encourage you for the rest of these winter months, if you happen to be in the Northern Hemisphere, to take any and every opportunity to hibernate, to switch off the brain, to rest the eyes, to rest the rational mind, and allow our deeper intuitive sense of connection with the world and inner knowing to reconnect. Yes, hibernating is about reconnecting to our deeper inner self. Giving a mind a rest, giving a brain a rest. And our emotions, actually. Yeah. So, I'm recording this on New Year's Day, having not seen the New Year in, because I don't see the point. And I wish you a very peaceful New Year, a very reflective, contemplative, mindful New Year, when you're able to rest, reflect, relax, and, if appropriate, hibernate. Enjoy. The squirrels and the hedgehogs do.